All right, go ahead, open the archive.
I can't find what we're looking for! All I see is her first couple of jobs! A fish and chip shop, and is that KFC? A Zinger box, sliders, we've hit the mother lode!
Let me have a look, all right. Found it. She's a fresh favourite with songs like So Tell Me, Off With Your Heads and Crowded Rooms. But lucky for us, she's just dropped her first studio album, Silence Is Loud. I know the two of us can't get enough of her, of course. We're chatting to Nia Archives. Nia, thank you so much for being on the show this morning. How are ya?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Of course, it's our pleasure.
Now, Nia, we're so excited. Like we said in the intro there, we're massive fans of you. And we did get to catch you at Laneway Festival. It was huge. You obviously went between Australia and New Zealand. But, you know, we take this stuff pretty seriously. Can you tell us, who was the louder crowd, the Aussies or the Kiwis?
Oh, I don't know if I can answer that question. I like both crowds for different reasons. I love New Zealand, so I'll leave it at that.
That's right. We can read between the lines. The answer was Aussies.
Hey, Nia, with tracks like Silence Is Loud and Crowded Rooms, the theme of loneliness is big throughout this next album. Have these feelings of loneliness felt more intense since becoming a praise musician, or are you tapping into feelings from your younger years before your career really, you know, took off like it is now?
I think it's a bit of both, really. I feel like loneliness is something that a lot of people experience. You often don't really talk about it because that kind of exaggerates the feeling a little bit. And I think obviously with the work that I do, which I'm very grateful to be able to do, there's moments where it's like touring where you do feel kind of isolated and stuff. I don't know. I think it's part of like that everyone can relate to it, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Now, this album, it's tapping into complications of navigating life throughout your 20s. Being just 24 now, we're also 24. Welcome to the club. How do you think the stories and themes of your music will differ when you get more towards your 30s? Is there a different direction you hope you'll be taking it towards then?
I hope there's a lot less moaning and whinging, and I just kind of get it together a little bit more. But yeah, I feel like, you know, 20s are so intense and so much change is happening. Like everybody's growing up, everyone's doing different things. It's so much change in such a short amount of time. So I keep seeing on TikTok, people keep saying when you get to 25, like your frontal lobe develops and like things change. So I'm kind of looking forward to that time in my life for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, speaking of music later on, we're so keen to see who you collaborate with and what you do down the track. But we have to say, you must love Fred again, having done a recent remix of his hit Leave Me Alone. Collaborating with him would be awesome. Is there anyone else you want to have a hop in the studio with?
I really would love to work with Damon Albarn, like Gorillaz.
Yep.
And I'd love to work with like ASAP Rocky. He's kind of like my wish list artist to work with.
Definitely. Are you getting a few of these contacts, big names around the industry by going to these festivals like Laneway and stuff? Are you seeing them backstage and just having a chat?
I got to see a few people at Laneway, actually. Like, obviously, I was before Skin on Skin every time, which was amazing because I love him. I got to meet Horse Girl for the first time, and I met AJ Tracy. So it was really nice. Ray as well. It was really lovely. Yeah.
Amazing. Hey, Nia, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's been a totally surreal experience, and we can't wait to see what the future holds for you. You can listen to Silence Is Loud wherever you get your music and catch plenty of Nia's tunes right here on Fresh 92.7. Nia, again, such a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Cheers.